Hello friends, this is Samin. I'm gonna talk about seventh lesson of English Power Lesson. It's called Repetition with Intensity. Repetition means doing something again and again for a long time, and intensity means power, concentrated power. Repetition with intensity. As you know, for learning any language, for learning any skill, you have to have a lot of repetition. But this is something that a lot of people don't like to do. And after doing something for several times, they get bored and they change his focus, and they focus on a new lesson or a new work. But you have to know, everyone who wants to be a master in learning English or any skill needs to have a lot of repetition and needs to repeat the skill for many times. Even for learning your native language, you practice for many times. For example, if you are 20 years old, every day for 20 years you've been listening to your language, and you are still listening to it every day, and that's why you can answer the questions of other people that they speak in your language very quickly and totally effortlessly without thinking, and you can speak in your language very well, and in fact you are a master in your native language. Okay, there are two secrets to have a good repetition. Number one is doing your repetition with high energy, and number two is doing it correctly. Okay, we've learned in the previous lesson about doing something with high energy, we've learned that there are two ways for achieving this goal. Number one is managing your emotions, and number two is managing your beliefs. These are the ones very important to have a good repetition, and that's why AJ in the beginning of each lesson reminds us: are you breathing deeply? Are your shoulders back? Are you moving? Is your face up? Are your shoulders back? And do you have a good posture? And also we learn that we say an incantation every day. For example, I'm a great English speaker, or I'm getting better and better with English every day. Another item that I mentioned to have a good repetition is doing it correctly. If you repeat something, if you do it badly, you are practicing yourself to do it badly forever, and this is something that you don't want. You get in the peak state, and you repeat for several times correctly, maybe 20 times, maybe 50 times, maybe 100 times. On the 100th time, how are you gonna keep your energy still? In fact, you have to learn how to keep your energy. In this point, you have to change your focus. You have to find a new distinction to focus. You listen to the same lesson, but you have to focus on a new distinction. For example, you're going to listen to this lesson at the first time. What is your focus at the first time? At the first time, maybe your focus was understanding. Okay, you wanna understand what is AJ is saying, and maybe simultaneous you. Re- read the text and you find some new words and you search in the dictionary and find the meaning of some words, and in fact after several times you can understand very well, and you learn some new words. And at this point you have two choices. Maybe you decide that change a new lesson, or maybe you focus on a new distinction. You find a new distinction to state to this lesson with high energy. In this point, you can change your focus on the speed. Okay, maybe you decide that I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna answer the mini story questions very fast. At the first time, maybe you answer somehow slowly, but after some time you listen to many story questions, you can answer, and maybe you don't need to use the pause button after several times, and maybe you after 10 times, 20 times, you can answer very fast, faster and faster, and finally you can answer faster than AJ, and you can beat AJ for answering the mini story question. Okay, in this point absolutely you get bored, and you wanna change your focus on a new lesson, but you are a master, and you have to repeat again and again for a long time. In this point you can change your focus on pronunciation. Okay, you decide that I'm gonna pronounce each word like AJ. You listen very quickly, very carefully, very deeply to AJ, to AJ's speech, and you copy pronunciation of each word exactly like AJ. And at this point you're gonna focus on intonation. Intonation means the music of every language, and this is something when he go up and when he go down, or when he search a word, or when he say a word very quickly. In fact, notice to intonation and pronunciation is very important to have a good speaking. Okay, you listen several times to the pronunciation and intonation of AJ, and after several times you get bored, and you change your focus on, for example, on imitating. Imitating means copy perfectly. You're gonna copy perfectly AJ when he's speaking. Okay, in this point you're gonna pause after each sentence. You're gonna pause and you're gonna repeat the sentence very carefully and very exactly like AJ. You're gonna imitate, you're gonna copy his emotion and copy his emotion and copy every individual sounds is AJ is using when he's speaking. Okay, imitating. Imitating is so important, and everyone who is master in language learning follow this technique, and if you follow this strategy, this technique, this four step that I mentioned to it, you can you will be a master in learning any language. Okay, thank you for listening to my voice. Bye bye.